Hey there, Brandon Utley with digital marketing agency Go for Launch. And in today's podcast episode, I thought I would talk about a subject that's near and dear to everyone's hearts now, which is how to cope from working at home. That's right, during the COVID-19 pandemic crisis, most people that are working from home have not necessarily been used to that. You got in the car, you got on a public transportation, you went somewhere separate from your house, you got to go to work and then come home, and working at home can really be challenging. I've been doing it for a number of years, and as someone who's introverted, you might think that it's an ideal spot for me, but even I get stir crazy. And there's things about working from home, especially now if you have kids at home like my wife and I do, that make the thing a lot more challenging. By the way, I'm gonna do this in one take today, so if I stumble on my words, you're gonna hear the bloopers straight up. I'm going to go through a list as quickly as I can of 25 things that I do. So you stick with me for a couple minutes because I've been making this list for months. This predates COVID. I wanted to do this, but with the stuff that's been happening, it's a lot more timely. All right, let's hit it. Number one on the list, rise and shine. Get up. Pick a regular time to start your day. So that's one of the biggest things. Don't leave it to chance and get up one day at 8, the next day at 3 in the morning, the next day at 9:30. Pick a time and stick to it. Number two, I say take a shower and get dressed. I like to wear appropriate clothing that puts me in the best state for work. Right now I'm wearing shorts and a collared shirt because you're not going to see me on camera, but in other words, I don't wear my pajamas. I don't wear, night clothes all day. And I don't want to sit there and not be bathed and feel good. It just makes you feel good. By the way, you get in the shower, you get a lot of creative ideas. And it's just a good way to do that. Number three, structure your day. I love what Craig Ballantyne of Perfect Day Formula says. Structure equals freedom and structure equals results, period. Number four, be intentional. Make an intention for your overall day, what you want to accomplish, as well as each individual task. And I think this will help you stay focused. Number five, set expectations. So when you're working, set expectations for others, So you want them to let people know, whether they're your colleagues or your clients, family members, friends, when you're available and when you're working and when you're not working. And so make sure that you intentionally let them know. If you need be, block stuff off on your calendar and start to train people that just drop stuff in your lap unannounced and expect you to drop what you're doing to join them on a Zoom call or whatever. Start to try to gently persuade them, hey, I've got blocks of time where I'm doing tasks. Do not interrupt me. If you need to meet with me or talk to me, here are the gaps in my schedule. I use Calendly.com, for example. People want to know when I'm available. I just shoot them a link and say, you find a time that works for both of us. All right, number six, separate your workspace. Again, if you don't have the office to go to, too bad, but in your home or your dwelling, you need to separate out. Don't work in your bed. Go in another room, set it up so that you have some modicum of separation between where you sleep and your personal space and where you're doing your professional work. Number seven, limit interruptions. You know what I didn't do? I'm going to reach for it right now and you're going to hear me click. I forgot to turn my phone off. But you want to turn off all your notifications. Do it on your smartphone. Do it on your computer. Do that during the day so that you don't get constantly challenged and off on a tangent. It takes a lot of time to get back on task. Another great tool, if you're on the middle of a Zoom call, for example, is called CRISP. K-R-I-S-P. At crisp.ai, that actually eliminates background noise. So what a problem, right, these days? So check that out. Number eight on the list, set up and test your video conferencing. You wanna make sure you're using a good camera. I use a Logitech camera, plugs in USB. I also use a USB microphone called an ATR 2100 that I'm speaking on right now. This is real cheap stuff, by the way, less than $100 on both of those. And another great tool that I love is called Muzzle. This is for the Mac, M-U-Z-Z-L-E app.com. It will prevent these embarrassing notifications from popping up if you're sharing your screen. So definitely check out Muzzle. It's free to use. Number nine, single task. Don't try to, you know, do five things at one time. Doesn't work. Psychologists have proven it over and over. Number 10, track your time. You'd be amazed at how much time you spend wasted surfing through email, etc. There's a lot of different tracking tools, Rescue Time and others. Or you can just, you know, make mental notes or physically jot down stuff. I do that all day. I use an app called Bear to keep notes, and I keep track of what I've accomplished during the day so I can look back and go, yeah, I didn't really get much done. Kind of wasted time. Speaking of which, time, number 11, I recommend using a Pomodoro timer. Pomodoro is Italian for tomato, I believe. And it's just a method where you do these work sprints, essentially. You work for like 20, 25 minutes, and then it forces you to take a break. And, you know, you can kind of gamify your day as to how many Pomodoros you can get going. I use an app for free on the Mac called Be Focused. So check that out. Go Google that as well. Number 12, this is a really cool thing, is to re-engineer your day into different periods of time. This was inspired by some Ed Milet, who I heard do this first. And also in the podcast show notes, I'm going to reference a Medium post by a guy named Eduardo Lopez, who went on at length about Ed Milet's method. So as an example, instead of just thinking about your day as, you know, wake up at 7, get to work around 9, work 9 to 5, and then 5 to whatever is sort of the rest of your day, the Ed Milet's method is to split your day up into 3 6-hour mini days. And an example would be, day 1 would be 5 a.m. to 11 a.m., day 2, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then day 3, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Again, I'm going to put the link to Eduardo's blog post. He goes on at length. I don't want to spend too much time here, but this is a radical way of rethinking your day so that you're very intentional about how you especially get up and dominate your morning time. That day number 1, you want to get a lot done in that space between whether it's 5 a.m. to 11 or 6 to 12 or whatever. You need to get up and get things done in the morning. Again, Craig Ballantyne, you know, the world's most productive man, apparently, he preaches this gospel, and this is great stuff. All right, number 13 on this list, take regular breaks. And you want to time them. If you're using a Pomodoro timer, again, it kind of forces you to take a break. Guess what? The software doesn't make you get up out of the chair, so you really need to be intentional. And when that clock goes off, get up out of the chair. And that's what I do. I walk around. I have the Apple Watch, so I'm making sure I'm getting my steps in. I'm getting my stand-up time in. I've got a pair of dumbbells next to me, so I'll get up and I'll do some curls. I'll do some shoulder presses. I'll do some push-ups. I'll do some sit-ups. I take those breaks. I go, you know, walk around. Literally take that advice to stop for 5 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever it's telling me to do before I get back on task. Number 14, stand up. We don't need to be sitting all day. We know the health risk of that. So stand up on a regular basis. There are different apps that will prompt you to do that as well. Number 15, exercise. I mentioned that I kind of tie that into the Pomodoro routines when I'm working, but we all know that you're supposed to get, you know, a good 30 minutes of exercise a day. And it's not hard. You know, schedule a walk. Go for a walk in the morning. Go for a walk at lunchtime or in the evening, or do whatever else you want to do to get your heart rate up. You know, when the weather's nice, I like to get outside and do a lot of biking. Number 16, meditate. A lot of people swear by it. You know, I've heard, read the book 10% Happier by Dan Harris and many others. And I, you know, like many, struggle with being regular with my meditation practice. So I think a good thing to do is maybe adopt an app that you can, you know, use on a regular basis. There's a lot of good ones. There's a free one that came out recently that's pretty good called Medito, M-E-D-I-T-O. Number 17 on the list, eat healthy foods. Clearly, you want to keep in sync with exercise regimen and staying healthy. You don't want to have a bag of chips and chocolates and sodas and stuff like that sitting next to your desk all day. So be intentional about what you buy and what you put into your mouth. Number 18, related to this, drink a lot of water. Don't want to drink the sodas all day. You don't want to need the caffeine fix constantly. So water is your friend. Number 19, you might want to think about wearing some blue light blocking glasses. These can be had for cheap on Amazon and other places. And one stat I read was that the American Optometric Association advises that when you're working on a screen, about every 20 minutes, look away at something 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds. So think about that 20-20-20 rule. 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds. But also these blue blocking glasses can help prevent some of the fatigue that you have by staring at a screen all day. Number 20, join some online communities. These are good places to commiserate with others, especially if you're, you know, working by yourself. Now, if you're part of a large organization, you're probably on Slack or Microsoft Teams and you're getting emails and you're doing Zoom calls all day. You're going to be contacting and in communication with other people, but those are your colleagues. If you want to join other people, so think about things like obviously Facebook groups. I'm a huge fan of Slack. There are a lot of different Slack communities that you can get into. And if you're into marketing, for example, you can join Co-Marketing Space, the free virtual community that I started. You just go over to comarketingspace.com and look at the information. If it looks good to you, just click the join up button and you can get right in. And again, that's free. Number 21, find an accountability partner. Just like having a mentor or a coach, you can have somebody else, a friend or a colleague who's going to kick you in the rear a little bit and make sure you stay on task. Or if you're flagging and you don't feel good a certain day, you got somebody that you can reach out to. And conversely, you can help prop somebody else up and give them encouragement. Number 22, this is kind of tough, but leave the house regularly. Real tough during COVID, obviously, depending on where you live. But, you know, put a mask on, get outside, enjoy the fresh air. In the day, I was going to say schedule coffees and lunches with friends and peers and so stuff like that. But obviously a little bit harder now. If you can do it at a social distance, I encourage you to do that. But get out and just don't be housebound too much. Number 23, listen to some music or ambient background sounds. Like, for example, I don't work well when there's music playing. Some people love that, but I do like some ambient background noise. One of the fun apps that I've used for years is called Coffitivity, Coffitivity, Coffitivity. And I'll have a link in the show notes, but that plays, coffee, the sound of what would sound like if you were in a coffee shop at different times of the day. So kind of funky, but when I play that, it definitely, there's some odd thing where it makes me feel productive and creative, even though there's background noise, but it's not distracting like it would be if I'm listening to, you know, rock and roll or something like that. All right, number 24, keep a journal. I mentioned that I use Bear, an app that you can either get for free or it's pretty cheap to get the paid version, which I have. But just keep track of what you're doing. Again, it could be to-dos during the day or just thoughts that you're having to keep aware of what you're doing, where your time is going, and how you're feeling emotionally. And finally, number 25 on this list is plan ahead. One of the best tips I've ever learned, and I'm not sure where I got it, maybe David Allen from Getting Things Done, but plan your day ahead of schedule. So at the very end of the day, you always want to make sure that you're taking a few minutes to reassess, you know, what you did, what you need for the next day, get stuff ready to go, so that your desk is lined up, you've got notes, you've got to-do items in your productivity or project management system, you've got calendar items lined up, you have the materials ready to go, so that you're not getting up the next day and sitting down and having to spend 20 minutes figuring out what the heck you're going to do. No, you have a plan the second you sit in the seat. All right, so I've run through these quickly. Again, 25 different tips that I have for how to cope from working at home. If you have any more, I would love to hear from you. If you go over to anchor.fm/Brandon Utley, you can leave me a voice comment. And if I get one of those from you, I can include it on a next episode or an upcoming episode, I should say, of the Brand On podcast. If you've listened this long, I really appreciate your time and attention. Thank you so much. If you like it, share it with a friend. Again, anchor.fm/Brandon Utley, Utley with two T's. I am Brandon Utley, again, with the digital marketing agency Go for Launch over at goforlaunch.io, goforlaunch.io. Told you I was doing one take. And I will see you again next time.